Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so excited to chat with you today about goals, standards, and limiting beliefs. So if you're ready for this topic, let's go ahead and get this party started. All right, so I have been noticing a pattern in my life this past week. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but like, I feel like sometimes there's like these conversation patterns that just keep popping up, whether it be, you know, a conversation you're having with a friend, whether it be something you hear at church, whether it be messages you're seeing on social media. But for me, this past, I'd say like 4 or 5 days, it's been all about standards. And so I felt the need to talk about this because we all have our own perceptions and experiences with standards. And I feel like I want to share mine and share something that I read that was really powerful and just share some of my heart on standards. So let's go ahead and do this. The first place that I read this actually is in Ed Milet's newest book, The Power of One More. He has a whole chapter all about goals and standards. And I really love what he talks about in this because he talks about how us as humans, we have goals and those start off as a thought, right? And your thought essentially is something you desire, an outcome, right? So I always look at, for example, like weight loss or, you know, a fitness journey because a lot of us have goals in our health journey, right? It may be to lose weight. It may be to get stronger. It may just be to become our best version of ourselves physically, whatever that looks like, right? And so we have these goals of our on our health journey, but in order to achieve our goals, we need to raise our standards from where we are currently at, right? Because if you are a woman who is desiring to have her best body, but you're currently somebody who, I don't know, maybe you go out to eat many nights a week, maybe you aren't getting adequate sleep, maybe you're stressed oftentimes, maybe you are, you know, you're eating more than you should and you're not really being mindful of the foods that you're eating, right? I had a really bad habit of like just sitting down, watching TV and shoving food in my mouth. Like I didn't even taste it. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, dang, I'm still hungry. And I ate all of this food that I really wanted to eat, but I'm still hungry. Well, because I wasn't even being mindful of the food I was shoving in my mouth. I was literally just shoving it in my pie hole. So, as somebody who wants to maybe become the healthiest version of their selves, you have to raise your standards. You have to drink the water. You have to go to sleep at a decent hour and wake up well rested. You have to lower your stress levels because stress is going to be a factor in your weight loss. You have to eat better balanced meals of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, right? You have to be mindful of the amount of calories that you are consuming on a daily basis. You have to drink your water. These are all standards as a healthy person that has to follow these things. These are standards that need to be raised in order to live a healthy life. And so I just thought that was really powerful because we often think about, oh, I'm achieving my goal or I'm not achieving my goal. But if you're raising your standards, you are on the way to you achieving that goal. So that's kind of the first way that was really like slapping me in the face, right? And then I saw a post from this fellow coach. Her name is Andrea Crowder. And she was talking about how the reason, oh man, I'm going to mess it up, but basically, you know what? Let me find it. She says, the reason you keep getting less is because you keep saying yes to it. And I felt that in my entire body because there have been so many times where I could have been putting effort towards my business. I could have been putting effort towards my health goals or whatever, right? And I have found ways to say yes to other things to essentially self-sabotage, right? In one way or another, in not getting the actual thing that I desire. And that's a big realization when you have that, when you're like, oh crap, that is totally me. I was saying yes to all of the things that weren't actually getting me to what I ultimately told myself I wanted, right? Because I was saying yes to all of this other stuff. And so when I had that realization, it was really like a wake up call, like, okay, girlfriend, like, what are you going to do now that you know what standards need to be set, number one, and how are you going to go about completing them, right? And sometimes that is saying no to other things. And I know that's so much easier said than done, because sometimes we love to see like the shiny object syndrome. We have shiny object syndrome where we find something new and exciting, right? Maybe let's go back to the weight loss thing. Maybe it's a weight loss pill or you know, what's the new thing? Ozempa, I think is what it's called. Like people are literally shooting themselves with some diabetes medication so they can lose weight temporarily. Like, are you freaking kidding me? That's a medicine, homie. What are you doing? But I digress. So this sort of stuff is what we need to be mindful of. Do I want to lose weight like overnight? Of course, but big picture, is shooting myself with some medication that's ultimately big picture not going to be sustainable over my lifetime the best idea? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? So I just really want you to think about the areas of your life that you have goals in. Think about those areas and ask yourself, how can I raise my standard, right? So that's a great first question to ask yourself. And then I want you to just really do some reflection on this next part and ask yourself what you've been saying yes to that is not serving those future outcomes that you're saying you desire. Because I can guarantee you, if I am doing it, you are also doing it, my friend. And I know there are things that I've recently started turning down, and I feel a huge difference because I was stifling my creative energy. I was stifling my time in my day. So was I busier, like going to and from places? Yes. But was it actually towards me working towards what it is that I truly want? Nope. No, it wasn't. So with that being said, do some of that reflection. And I think that's going to be really powerful. Now, the last thing that I want to say on this is sometimes what happens is we are doing the things. We have raised our standards. We are working towards getting to our future outcomes that we desire. And for some reason, it's still not working, okay? Sometimes it's just a matter of time, right? Like you just need to give it time for it to work. And sometimes it's you not even realizing that you are self-sabotaging because of a limiting belief, okay? So there could be feelings of not being worthy. There could be feelings like around money worthiness. There could be like money blocks, actually. All sorts of different beliefs and blocks that we hold and have. And the crazy thing is, we have these at every level of ourselves, right? Like even the highest version of you, the highest version that you could possibly think of, best case scenario, you will probably have some blocks that they will need to overcome. Okay. However, you have to work at removing those blocks all the time in order to get to your next level. Because once you start removing those blocks, you are going to get to that future outcome even quicker. And I want to tell you that as of today, today is Tuesday, February 21st, I believe. I have some spots left in my 10-week group coaching course, and that's going to start on Monday, February 27th. So just under a week. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. So many lives are going to be changing. Holy cow, this is awesome. So with this 10 weeks of group coaching, I am obsessed with this because when I started doing this work, I realized that like I really needed to set boundaries in my life. I realized I needed to dream so much bigger than I was like allowing myself to. But another big piece of it was I had to remove some serious blocks that I have. And with this work, I was able to not only remove those blocks, but also to dream bigger. And stuff started happening in my life once I started doing that work. And so if you feel like you are blocking yourself, if you feel like you've been trying and you've been trying and you don't know why, but just it's not working in whatever area of your life this might be, it very well could be something in your health journey. It very well could be something in your business, right? We all have stuff in every area. But if you feel like this is you, then this course is going to be perfect for you because we're going to help remove those blocks. And I love the sequence of it because in the very first module that you're going to go through, the first thing you start doing is really dreaming about like what kind of once in a lifetime experiences do you want to have in your life? And then what's interesting about this work is when you start dreaming really big, oftentimes what'll happen is you'll have some of these thoughts bubbling up in your head, like, oh, who am I to think that this could be a possibility for me? Or how am I going to find the money for that, right? Like all of these little thoughts kind of start bubbling to the surface. And the next thing that we do in the following modules is we focus on how to remove those thoughts that came up in the very first module. So this is laying the framework to building that future dream life, removing those blocks. And the price is increasing on the 22nd at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you want to get in at the lowest price it will ever be, you need to send me a message. I don't care if you send smoke signals. I don't care if you send me a text message, email me, Facebook or Instagram is usually the best. Honestly, I check my Instagram DMs more than I check my Facebook DMs now. So that's where I'm usually hanging out at more frequently. But I will find your message either way. And there's payment plan options to start. But the group coaching is an amazing option because it is not only helping you build a community of positive, like-minded women, but it's also a place that you're going to get that direct personalized coaching in a group setting. So you may not be experiencing a particular block or a particular thought. However, hearing it from somebody else, you're going to learn so much from this as well. So it's going to be really powerful. And I am so, so excited to get started. So if you're interested, just send me a message and we can chit chat and see if this is right for you and take it from there. But I love you. I appreciate you. Have a fabulous day. Raise those standards. Let's go ahead and change our lives. I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye.